This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Alrighty, yes indeed, we are off and running on a victory Monday in the nation's capital and beyond. Well, everywhere except for New York and Northern Jersey, I guess, and in the control room where I have to work with a Cowboys fan every day, Cowboy B, and a Giants fan in AMAC who decided even though his team got summarily waxed, he was going to wear another Giants jersey and his Giants hat, this time in the name of Elijah Manning, hoping to summon some good quarterback play after being stuck with Russell Wilson yesterday. Good afternoon, AMAC. How are you, buddy?
I've been better. His name's not Elijah, though, right?
It's Elijah to me.
Okay, got you. Yeah. Difficult to watch yesterday, but you guys look good.
Yeah.
You know, I know it could have been worse, honestly.
Could have been. Could have been. You're right. It could have been. So I've been told that you, went over to the 106.7 control room and you ate a couple of glizzies? Is that what it is?
I got three, Paulie, to be exact.
I got Paulie saying you owe 15.
I don't owe 15. Me and Brian, mm-hmm. not Cowboy B, but the other Brian.
White Brian, as
White
they
Brian,
call him.
Yes, as they call him. We made a bet with Jeff that whoever lost the season opener between me and White Brian, New York Giants, mm-hmm. and the Commanders, had to eat the amount of glizzies that the losing team lost by. So in our case, it was 15.
What was the final score again yesterday? I'm sorry.
You know the final score.
No. Could you remind me?
21-6.
Oh, okay.
So yes.
Wait. Did the Giants didn't have the 21, right?
Yes.
Did they have a touchdown yesterday?
No, we didn't.
Okay.
Stop it.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure that we were on the same page.
Yes,
so it was 21-6, which my Buffalo State math would say is a net of 15. Hence, you had to eat 15 hot dogs with buns, or as you kids say, glizzies.
Yes, kids, 30 years old here, but kids somehow.
As you what are you, Generation Z? What are you?
I'm a
How does
millennial.
That work? Huh?
I'm a millennial.
A millennial? Okay. So you ate three.
Yes, I ate three, and then White Brian ate 12 hot dogs, and we're just soaking in our, I guess, depression right now.
So it had to be a total of 15 between you two guys.
Yeah. So we negotiated. We were like, yeah, we'll split the amount of hot dogs between the two of us. And I guess Brian had to actually wear a jersey because he was in a Commander jersey.
Yes, he was.
Doesn't fit him.
I did see that. So how did you get away with not having to wear a Commanders jersey? How did you get away with not having to with having to only eat three hot dogs when your team lost by 15?
Well, first of all, I made the bet with Jeff. Jeff didn't put any stipulation that it had to be within the show. Mm-hmm. I texted Jeff because I'm an honorable man. I make a bet. I want to own up to my bet.
I think it was implied that it had to take place, you know, during the show.
Yeah. Implications don't work in agreements. Mm-hmm. Like, come on. Like, when's the last time you were like, I thought it was implied that I get paid
right
this amount? Like, no, if we're making an agreement and there's a wager on the line, I don't want any implications.
You're supposed to eat, but like 15 glizzies on Victory Monday, or Monday. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I could have done at the end of the day, but they were saying at the end of their show is when I had to finish, which is at 2:00. So I texted Jeff yesterday.
I was like, hey,
Jeff, they're done now. I was like, hey, Jeff, like, how are we going to work out this bet? And he didn't respond. So I brought my lunch and I was like, we'll figure it out once we get there. And when I got here, I think Brian was already 9 into it.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, Brian's a good guy, being a Giants fan and all. And Rooster, I understand you have to put on this facade and act. I know deep down
sad
because
this is disrespectful.
Because you are also a Giants fan. But listen.
He shedded his allegiances years ago, I'll have you know.
Again, what you don't understand is I went to divorce court a long time ago.
But the love was never lost. Listen.
You can still love somebody.
Yeah.
I guess.
And you still love the Giants.
I don't. I said you can still love somebody, I guess. I wasn't confirming that I still love the Giants. No. I divorced them a long, long time ago when I became a better man, when I rose from the ashes to realize that I did not want to root for a team with Russell Wilson at quarterback.
That just happened this year, bro.
But Jackson Dart, that's different.
Jackson Dart. Now, he was wearing like wearing like a sweater tied around his neck after the game.
An ascot.
And like a muscle shirt. I was like, dude, dress like a professional, brother. I didn't say that to him, but I was right. I was 5 feet from him while I was hanging out with my guy, Graham Gano, after the game. Mr.
His
55.
Guy, Graham Gano.
It is. Graham Gano was so happy to see me. He was so happy to see me. Another guy that I made the career of. Right? I mean, you were teasing me last weekend.
Chris Russell is a special teamer favorite.
Yeah, exactly. I love my special teams. I didn't bless Graham Gano with a cannon for a leg, and he hit a 55-yarder yesterday. Part of the 3 of the 6 points that the New York Giants were able to rack up. That is true. 3 of the 6. Wait, did they score a touchdown, Max?
I can't remember. AMAC, did they? Can you help me out here?
Matt's so mad.
He's just staring
he's
at me.
So mad, right? First of all, the fact that he had 3 glizzies, right? He's going to throw up because normally he's like bougie salad central. So he's probably, his stomach is just wrenching right now. And then having to deal with me. He already threatened me on the phone on the way in during our pre-show meeting. He said, now listen, he goes, I'm all upset. I said, what are you upset about? He goes, you know. And I said, no, I don't know. Did something happen? Did I miss something? Like, what are you talking about, bud? And he's like, oh, well, just like the game. And I said, oh, the game. That's right. I forgot about that. I'll be easy on you. I'll be kind. So I just let J.P. Finley do the damage. And I'm letting you, Mad Max, do a little bit of the damage. And I'm just here to kind of incite the violence. The radio violence against AMAC.
Listen.
How you feeling, bud?
I'm fine, man.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right. Just want to make sure.
I feel great, Chris Russell. Thanks for asking.
I know you do, Mad Max, because you switch teams and allegiances a lot of times in baseball. But
sure,
not,
I guess.
Not in the NFL.
Never. I would never.
You are the proud wearer right now of a number 21 Sean T jersey.
RIP.
And a Commander's hat. So he's even got the right hat on. Now, it is a Redskins Sean Taylor jersey.
Wearing burgundy and gold.
Right. Wearing burgundy and gold on this Victory Monday. Wait a second. Say it with me, boys and girls. The Washington Commanders beat the New York Giants for a third straight time. 21-6.
You guys seem really happy about
this. To improve to 1-0 in the NFC East and overall. How about them apples?
It's one game, Rooster. Like, calm down.
How about them big apples? Huh?
Yeah.
Huh? We'll see you in mid-December. Yeah. This isn't going away. And Cowboy B, I got you right in my target. I mean, I got right in the bullseye, right in the radar.
Christmas
I got
coming.
You. It's coming. Mid-October is coming soon. And then Christmas Day. I ain't going to forget about you. Now, I might be singing a different tune in a couple of weeks after the Commanders have to go to Green Bay, take on the...
I'll be singing a completely different tune on Friday.
Yeah. Yeah.
But right now,
after they
good.
Take on the Vegas Raiders, PDC, and the boys getting a big win on the road in Faxbury yesterday. Huh? And then the Atlanta Falcons, who if they didn't have, you know, if they had Graham Gano, if they had Matt Gay instead of Young Hoo Soo Koo, who stinks, then maybe they would be 1-0. But anyway, the Commanders. This we know. This we can absolutely confirm are 1-0. Somebody named Raise Hail 22 on the old Twitter machine to a show tweet. Just I said off and running on a victory Monday in the DMV over Ant Major's New York Giants. Right? I said to call in, be a part of the show. 301-230-0980. Hear from cornerback Troy Amos after the game. I caught up with him in the locker room. We'll have that for you later on. He said, your takes are awful. So my show promotion is awful. I guess I did something wrong trying to get people to listen to the show. My takes are awful. This is from Raise Hail 22, whose sub handle is at Hail 22 Raise, spelled wrong. Because he's so dumb that he forgot the E, 82248. So he forgot the E in the sub handle, but he put the sub handle, the E, in the regular handle. The I guess your main handle. I don't know. But either way, my takes are not awful. I disagree with that. I don't know everything. I don't see everything. I have covered this team diligently for 16 years, day in, day out. It has ruined my life in many ways. It has provided me very little joy. Last year was fun. This year off to a fun start. But away we go, baby. The Commanders are 1-0. The Giants are 0-1. The Commanders play in 3 days in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Dan Quinn said it.
Wisconsin.
Wednesday's tomorrow.
Do you remember the wrestler that I was just impersonating or no?
No,
Mr.
file.
Mr. Kennedy. Kennedy. Who hailed from Green Bay, Wisconsin. Why? Because he's a Green Bay Packers fan. He didn't really hail from Green Bay, Wisconsin. But anyway, the Commanders win 20-6. No touchdowns for the New York Giants. Stopped on fourth down towards the end. Obviously had a fourth down penalty that extended a drive. Then they made another defensive stop, which forced a short field goal by Graham Gano of 21 yards. So while they didn't force any turnovers or takeaways, they did have two turnovers on downs. One in the first half, one in the second half. And on top of that, while they didn't sack Russell Wilson left and right, right? While they did not do that, the Washington Commanders did not let Russell Wilson breathe. Now, he was without his best offensive lineman. Left tackle Andrew Thomas, who's never healthy. Evan Neal can't even get in the lineup. I don't know if he's hurt or not. I didn't check, honestly, but he's a former like number 7 overall pick. Can't even get. And here's the worst thing from a Giants perspective. Not that the Commanders' defensive line absolutely kicked their ass, chewed them up, and spit them out and then rehad them for dinner on Sunday night. No. The worst thing. For the New York Giants Russell Wilson played quarterback and was 17 of 37. Count with me. That's less than 50% for a .168, no touchdowns, no interceptions, a 59.3 rating. AMAC reminded me of this as he was wearing his Eli Manning jersey. Boy, it would have been nice to have Daniel Jones versus the Commanders, huh? Boy, would that have been great!
Yeah.
This is see, now you're crossing the line, Chris Rowell. It's starting to get borderline mean.
Did you know,
Daniel Jones, Max, wins,
that Daniel Jones was 22 of 29, 272 yards, a touchdown, no interceptions, a 115.9 rating, and 7 carries for 26 yards and 2 rushing touchdowns in a 33-8 bombarding by the Indianapolis Colts of the Miami Dolphins?
Scored on like his first 4 drives.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, they scored on every drive, I think.
He's right. Every
in some way,
drive.
Shape, or form. I thought I saw the number that the Colts scored on every drive in the game yesterday. I'll double check that, but I believe that's what I saw. But boy, would it have been great, especially against Washington, to have Daniel Jones as quarterback. Instead, Joe Shane, who I ran into in the media meal area, who was filling up his plate right before the game as I was waiting for silverware.
Did you tell him how great a job he did on Hard Knocks?
No. He let Daniel Jones go. He let Xavier McKinney go, who we're going to see on Thursday night. He let Saquon Barkley go, who we saw last Thursday
Not
night.
Familiar.
Did he let anybody else go of consequence?
I mean, you can say Leonard Williams.
Yeah, Leonard Williams, that's
in
right.
In a trade, didn't really let him go, though.
Yeah, forgot about him. So instead of actually, like, I don't know, building a good roster, Joe Shane was trying to get a little pregame meal in. Interesting. So anyway, it would have been great if they would have had Daniel Jones. Maybe the Giants would have scored a touchdown against the resurgent Washington Commander defense. A defense that allowed, are you ready? I put these numbers up like in the final minutes of the game yesterday on Twitter, but for those of you that just get swallowed up by Twitter and social media, maybe you didn't see it. The Giants were 4 of 16 on third down. As we mentioned, they were 1 of 2 on fourth down. They got one sequence extended, and then they had to kick the field goal inside the 5-yard line to make it at that point, it was a 21-yard field goal, so it was from the 1, and they didn't convert there. And then they failed on the fourth down later on in the game. They had 231 net yards of offense. That's 62 total offensive plays for an average of 3.7. They had 74 net yards rushing. They had 157 net yards passing. They had 17 of 37, as we mentioned, and only 6 penalties for 35 yards, which by all accounts is good. Did I mention they had no touchdowns? A 55-yard field goal by Graham Gano. And this, on top of 0-for-2 in the red zone and 0-for-2 in goal-to-go efficiency. And they held the ball for 30 minutes and 32 seconds. And Malik Nabers, maybe a little bit annoyed already with Brian Daboll. Maybe just a smidge. And Brian Daboll, after the game, refused to say that Russell Wilson is their starter next Sunday in Dallas, where they have to go to play Week 2. The Commanders go to Green Bay on Thursday night. You're right. We could be singing a completely different tune late Thursday night, Friday morning, Friday afternoon on this show. But for now, the tune that we're singing is we're 1-0. We're 1-0. And don't mess with Bill. Yeah, baby. Bill Jacory Kroski Merritt, one of the stars of the show, along with Debo Samuel, Jaden Daniels, Zach Ertz, the entire defensive line, the secondary. We'll talk about it all next. And your calls at 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980 on the Team.80 and the Odyssey app. Also streaming on iHeartRadio and TuneIn. Come and join us, baby.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Don't mess with Bill. Yeah, man, don't mess with Bill. Just like the Marvelettes once said. Don't mess with Bill Ja'Cory Krosky Merritt, who scored his first NFL touchdown yesterday, in the regular season, that is, and finished with 10 carries for 82 yards, including a 42-yarder, which was 36 yards over expectation, according to NFL Next Gen Stats, which put him at number 6 on their active list through week one last night, amongst the most impressive ball carriers. I forgot what they called it. I put it up on Twitter last night. But the bottom line is, Ja'Cory Krosky Merritt, had the 6-yard touchdown, had an 11-yard run that I thought was really impressive up the middle, which I'll get to in a sec, had the 42-yarder late in the game to kind of salt away the game, finished again 10-82 and a touch. And the bottom line is, I screwed up might be strong. I kept asking the question, look, are they going to have 4 running backs active when they only had 3 active for just about every game, if not every game last year? And I said, if that's the case, are they even going to have Bill active for his first NFL regular season game? And the resounding answer was yes, and I'm going to show you why. And Bill made the coaching staff look like geniuses. Now, I was a little bit surprised because I said, look, I think Chris Rodriguez is going to play based on the fact that he's a physical thumper, which they don't really have. 2, that he's got more experience in pass pro and pass protection. Now, I was told last week, and I didn't see this, you know, just a lot going on right before the show, and, you know, only so much you can glean, but that Bill was lining up and getting the first reps as running back last week during practice. So everybody kind of out there expected that to happen. I did not know. I wasn't sure. even when we had Logan Paulson on the other day, who is as close to this team as anybody and analyzes and gets tape and has access and whatever, he didn't know. Okay? So the bottom line is, you know, you want to come after me? Fine. I offered an opinion. I offered a guess. I didn't say I knew for sure or I absolutely thought this would be the case. I was trying to analyze. I said, if they have four, which is what I want them to do, Bill will be up. If they have three, I thought Bill would be down and Chris Rodriguez would get the start. Instead, just the opposite. And if you're Chris Rodriguez, you got to kind of be wondering, what do I got to do to play? Because the only time he got to play last year is when Eckler was injured, which was five games, and when Robinson was injured. And now he's gone. And now even with four running backs on the roster, Chris Rodriguez couldn't get into the game yesterday. So that's interesting, and we'll see how that plays out moving forward. I thought, again, Rodriguez would play yesterday. I thought Bill would be added to the mix this week on a short week against Green Bay in an improved defense. I thought it would work out that way. Obviously, I was wrong. I'm happy to be wrong. Don't mess with Bill, baby, because Bill, Jacory Kroski Merritt, kicks some ass. The 11-yard run up the middle was just a terrific job getting off the line of scrimmage by Brandon Coleman and Tyler Biadasz. Just a terrific job by those guys. But Bill hit the hole hard, ran hard, kept his legs churning, forward lean, even made a little dip cut at about 8 or 9 yards down the field into the run and got 11. So you can have a play, a run that is blocked excellently, terrific, and not come away with 11 yards. And yet Bill did. On the touchdown, and Coach Sheehan was breaking it down earlier this morning, so I want to give a tip of the cap to him. It's off of a little read option, right? Bill gets the ball, right? And he sees the defender basically there, and a little shimmy shake, jump cut, and he bounces it to the outside, and he's able to get around the line of scrimmage and get away from getting hit and into the end zone. You can say, again, great blocking, and you're not wrong. I mean, John Bates was out there killing people. Just killing people. But I would probably be willing to bet that if that was Brian Robinson carrying that, Brian Robinson probably would have gone up the middle for maybe a 1 yard gain. Bill, even as a rookie, has the ability right now, so it seems, to see where his blocking is at, to see where a defender is approaching, and to be able to bounce it or to be able to turn it. And when it's not there, meaning the defender right in his face, he's able to go downhill and exploit that. And that stuff you see out of veteran running backs, not rookie running backs, but much like Jaden Daniels. And I'm not trying to compare Bill to Jaden Daniels, like exact same personality, but much like Jaden Daniels, when Bill wasn't eligible to play last year at Arizona and yet worked the scout team and practiced every day and took reps and improved his pass pro and improved his pass catching and improved his runs and learned and stayed active, even though he wasn't allowed to play in games, that should tell you everything you need to know. And yesterday, while he didn't start the game, it was Austin Eckler. He didn't start the game. Essentially, he was a co-starter, but again, not officially. So I can't say he officially started. But yesterday, as I've been talking about for, I don't know, 6 weeks, maybe more, remember, When Alfred Morris started game one, week one, in New Orleans in 2012 as a sixth-round pick out of Florida Atlantic for Mike and Kyle Shanahan, when the other rookie got all the praise, got all the hype, got all the circumstance, and deserved it at the time. Alfred Morris, all he did was come out and run for 1,600 yards in his rookie year. Sixth-round pick out of Florida Atlantic. Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt would have been a fourth-round pick, maybe a fifth-round pick, if he had played. But he turned out to be a seventh-round pick. And maybe, maybe, it's just one game, it's just one training camp, it's just a couple of one preseason game, because he only played in one. I'm sorry, he played in two. It's a very small sample size, but maybe, just maybe, the Washington Commanders and Adam Peters have their equivalent, if you will, to what Alfred Morris was as a sixth-round pick in 2012 out of Florida Atlantic. Maybe. Let's see. Don't mess with Bill. Time for a trending alert right here, right now, and then your phone calls on the Team 980. We are on the radio on the Team 980 and 980 AM on and through the DMV. As well, we are streaming live on the Odyssey app and as well, iHeartRadio and TuneIn. Your calls straight ahead, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980 on this Victory Monday. Who shined in your eyes? That's where we'll start. I'll give you some of mine interspersed with the phone calls. That's next. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980 on the Team 980. All right, yes, indeed. One more game left in week one of the NFL season. It's Monday Night Football tonight. The Minnesota Vikings and the debut of Ben Johnson with Caleb Williams. Of course, not his debut, but the Washington, D.C. native entering year number two. The first game for Ben Johnson as Bears head coach, 8-15 against division rival Minnesota tonight to round out week number one. Meanwhile, elsewhere around the NFL, Mike Vrabel says Bill Belichick is welcome at the Patriots facility. Of course, Vrabel won a couple of Super Bowls for his former head coach, and that was a controversy from last week and even on Saturday when Belichick said he wasn't welcome in Foxborough, so that New England Patriots personnel wasn't welcome at Chapel Hill. The San Francisco 49ers have jumped the Commanders, who also worked out Kendrick Bourne last week, and have signed him to a one-year deal after initially offering him a deal last week. That Bourne did not sign, the two sides coming together. Juwan Jennings still dealing with a shoulder injury that has hampered him throughout. So the Niners, again, bringing in Kendrick Bourne. Meanwhile, the Nationals are in Miami tonight after winning 2 of 3 at Chicago's Wrigley Field, 6:40 the first pitch, 106.7 the fan, and the Odyssey app. And that's what's trending.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Downhill inside runners. It's a good compliment just like that.
Gets it again to the edge. Kroski Meredith in. Touchdown, Washington.
You know what that's called, A-Mac? Hitting the post, baby. Excellent job. Excellent job. I like it.
Since my Giants did it, I figured I'd give it my best shot.
Yeah, the Giants were hitting rim shots, man. Whew, bad. I mean, Jackson Dart's going to start sooner than later. I don't think he's going to start this Sunday in Dallas. But Jackson Dart's going to start sooner than later, period. And he, you know, at this point, he just needs to, right? I mean... If you're Brian Daboll and Joe Shane, you know you're getting fired if this continues, and you might not even have the year to fix it.
If this continues, they're definitely gone. Like, I have a hard time seeing them coming back for this. But this isn't about the Giants. I think the Commanders played a fantastic game. They looked good. I think we talked all offseason about, at least for me, the run defense and then stopping the pass. And, you know, it is the Giants, so... Keep that in mind, but those things definitely improved in game one.
You should not make a sweeping judgment based on anything that happens in week one, right? But you have to be encouraged. And we did a segment, part of the show, I think it was last Tuesday, maybe it was last Wednesday. What unit, what part of the Commanders team do you have the most confidence in week one? In week one. And this show, which, you know, supposedly some people hate, and think that my takes are awful, said, we have the most confidence in the Commanders' rebuilt run defense. There isn't a soul alive on planet Earth. A soul alive on planet Earth that said anything of the sort. Not a soul alive. For that alone, I should be put in the Radio Hall of Fame. In the football analysis on the Radio Hall of Fame, we talked about how they're stouter at the point of attack, how they're deeper, how they're better, how they're more committed. They're not sleeker. They're thicker. And we saw it over and over and over and over and over and over and over again yesterday. And Bobby Wagner shooting gaps. And Javon Kinlaw and Daron Payne are just tearing apart the Giants. Now, granted, the Giants were limited on the offensive line with no Andrew Thomas. I got it. And Evan Neal stinks, so forget. He was inactive as well. But the point being is, for one game, which is all we were talking about, the Commanders' new look rebuilt defensive front, terrific. Terrific. Shot gaps penetrated, anchored, destroyed blocks, destroyed peels, destroyed double teams over and over and over again. And it wasn't just Daron Payne. It wasn't just Javon Kinlaw. Dorrance Armstrong, I think, was credited with 9 quarterback pressures by Next Gen Stats. Jacob Martin had a big run stop. Off the edge. They had like 7-0 or negative run stops. 7. That's not, let's give up 4, 5, 6 yards a carry and then make an occasional run stop. That was consistent throughout. 301-230-0980. Let's get to the phones and get you guys aboard. We'll get some different voices, if you will, here that we normally hear from. Why don't we start on line 3? Worldwide Peasy. Worldwide Peasy? What's up, man? How are you?
What's going on, fellas?
What's shaking, Worldwide?
Happy Victory Monday, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hey, look. I just got to speak on a couple things, right? First of all, shout out to the front office for picking up Kinlaw. Mm-hmm. They said it was stupid. We gave him too much money, but I knew he was about his business when I heard he was catching the bus by himself around Kenilworth. Come on, man. You can't be no sucker and do something like that.
Well, I'll raise my hand. That was my first reaction, was they paid him too much money. So I was, you know, at least for one game, I was way wrong on that. At least for one game. We'll see.
I mean, nobody knew. I'm like, we could have got some bigger names or something, but look, man, that worked out. Whole D-line looking crazy right now. That's good. How about real deal, Bill? I wasn't tripping off, like, after the hype and stuff. I knew the hype was real during the preseason, but when the depth chart came out and he was number 4 behind Rodriguez and all them, I was like, all right, I know he's still going to get some bump. It's probably just a little, you know what I'm saying, you got to earn it. You got to show it in real time, and he did so. So he's going to go up the depth chart. He's going to be our, like, number one back. Eckler might get the number one on the depth chart through the season, but we know who really showed him the rock. It's cool. Real deal, Bill, all day. One more thing. I just seen Jameis Winston, because I was going to say, you know what I'm saying, I don't care what they do, but Russell Wilson not it. And Jackson Dart, he's a rookie. I don't know if he really earned it. I think Jameis Winston might have been their safest bet to start, you know what I'm saying, since Russell not working out. But I literally just seen him on Instagram sucking on Jackson Dart's fingers and feeding them crab legs, man. So these dudes weird, man. Jaden Daniels would never mind. And one more thing, I got Jaden Daniels' high school jersey, right?
Yeah.
I need to get that jump signed. Can somebody point me in the right direction? I don't know how to get in his presence and get him to sign that jump, man.
I mean, I can't control that. But, you know, you could reach out to him at the Commanders and send him a note, and hopefully he'll respond. I mean,
man, them boys don't respond to me, man. I'm the biggest fan out here, man. I was born in 91. They don't respond to me, though. I'm going to keep tagging them and everything. Maybe they'll get with me one day.
Hey, listen, a friend of mine went to one day of training camp. Her husband, I got them passes, right? And she was in the right spot at the right time, and she got her Jaden Daniels jersey signed by the man himself.
I tried to get a training camp, but my truck broke down. It's all good, man.
All right, Worldwide. Hopefully things will go better for you, but hopefully a win. And you're right about Javon Kinlaw. I appreciate the phone call. Good to hear from you. Let's go to, Josh in Annapolis up on line 8. Josh is with us on the Team 980. Hello, Josh. How are you?
Hey, what's up, Chris?
What's
how are you?
Josh?
Big fan of yours.
Thank
lifelong
you, bud.
Listener, 980. I'm going to the Green Bay game.
Oh, wow.
About Wednesday.
Oh, so, that's awesome, man. Have you ever been to Lambeau?
This is the first time. Oh. So,
all right. So are you staying in Are you staying in Green Bay? And where are you staying?
I'm staying in Milwaukee,
okay.
And we're going to make our way up to Green Bay.
All right, make sure you get in early, because there ain't that many ways into Lambeau Field. You do not want to be stuck, obviously, getting there, you know, anytime after 3 o'clock. You pay 20, 25 bucks, whatever it is, at somebody's house. They have, depending on the place, they have food, beer, drinks, whatever. So you don't even have to bring, you know, like, I don't know, you got to do a little more work, but that's how it works. In Green Bay, literally the stadium is in a neighborhood, a residential neighborhood. It's an awesome, awesome atmosphere. You're going to get great weather, I think. I mean, it might be a little chilly during the game, maybe later on, but, you know, like, I mean, you're doing it right. When we were there week 2 in 2014, it actually flurried that morning, but I think you're going to be okay.
Well, appreciate that. I'll keep that in mind, but so, look, the last caller, I liked what he said. Kinlaw was, look, he was self-explanatory. I don't think Armstrong has been given enough credit. The dude was awesome yesterday. Not to mention, Daron Payne had one of his best games in years. The guy was just a force from start to finish. And, you know, Lattimore, look, we rushed him back last year with a hamstring. He was lights out against the Saints. Then he plays against Mike Evans and the Eagles, and he's going against A.J. Brown. He's going against two first-ballot future Hall of Famers. And, you know, he was getting shafted on calls. So people say, but now, look, he's healthy. The hamstring is healed, and he just shut down a number one. I don't want to hear any crap about, oh, what if Jackson Dart was playing over Russell Wilson? You really think Jackson Dart would have came in there and just slung it on us? I don't think so. And, you know, my takeaway yesterday, Scary Terry, man, he's not worth, you know, these Commanders fans, we make a lot of excuses for him, man. He never should have got more money. He was under contract. We should have kept it like that. And he had two catches. And people can say all they want, oh, Daniels overthrew him. You know what? That's one play, Chris. That's one play. You can't. Scary Terry is not a wide receiver, yet you can ride. You just can't. And, I mean, the last three games versus the Giants, Terry's put up two catches each of those, one of those, you know, those three games. So,
yeah, but in fairness, he did have two touchdowns in the MetLife game. So, I mean, in fairness. But you're right. He wasn't a big factor yesterday. And Jaden definitely overthrew him. But is some of that on Terry? I don't know on that bomb down the sideline. I'm going to have to go back and watch that a little closer. I know he put on a great move at the line of scrimmage. But to be fair, you're right. He is not a workhorse like – strap you to my back, no. Boys, 12, 13, 14 targets a game. Now, some of that is Cliff. Some of that is Jaden. Some of that is the system. But he's not like a he's not going to do it and carry you to glory by himself. And maybe he shouldn't be asked. I don't know. Have a safe trip. Enjoy. Hopefully they go 2-0. Thank you, Josh. I appreciate the kind words. 149 on the Team 980. We have breaking news, right, in the NFL, which we've been talking about a little bit here in this first hour. We'll have it for you next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, we told you there's NFL breaking news and about one of the subjects we've covered here in hour number one. We were just talking a little while ago about Brian Daboll and the decision on whether Russell Wilson will stay at starting quarterback for the New York Giants after a miserable week one performance against the Washington Commanders. And the answer to that is yes. Yes, he will, says Daboll. After watching the film and considering, I suppose, Jackson Dart, who was active yesterday instead of Jameis Winston, that decision is not going to be popular with a lot of fans, of course, and a lot of media critics, and it is going to be talked about a lot this week going into Dallas. However, just keep in mind this. Jackson Dart might not know everything that Russell Wilson knows. Just remember that. We don't know where Jackson Dart is in the meeting room, in the film room, in the classroom, in the system. I don't know. I mean, I presume Russell Wilson is further ahead, but I don't know. 301-230-0980. Let's squeeze in another one here before the top of the hour. Let's go to Tony in D.C. on a line six. What's up, Tone? How are you?
Hey, Chris. I went to the game yesterday with my daughter.
Yes, sir. It was Tony.
Friday.
You were right and she was wrong, huh, weren't you?
Yeah, but you know what? She got so frustrated at one point she left and would say she was going to get a soda or something, but she didn't come back for almost a half an hour. And some of the guys I was sitting near, they were there. They say, what happened to your daughter? And everything. I say, She was very upset. I say, I know. I say, but she don't come back in 10 more minutes. I'm going to, you know, put a suicide watch on her. Because she was that frustrated over the Giants was not producing and everything else. Because our defense was shutting them down. That was the highlight. And I also love how Bill was running the ball. He was running effectively. And he's also the reason why we don't have B-Rob on this team no more. And so far, so good. I hope he keeps up the good work. And and prove us right for getting rid of Brian Robinson. And also number 19, I was like, who the world is that with that sideline pass? That was Brooks. And I didn't know he got activated off the practice squad.
Yeah, Chris Moore. Yeah, he got activated on Saturday. Or I mean, he's not on the 53. He got called up for a game day activation.
So who they sit down?
Well, are you talking about on you're talking about on the game day roster, because they don't have to put him on the 53 when they do that, but they can only do that a couple of times, which they did one time yesterday. I think it's twice that they can do it before they've got to actually put him on the roster or not. But in terms of yesterday, presumably, right, because they had to carry an extra receiver because they weren't sure about Terry's workload and specifically Noah Brown's workload. So that presumably may have cost them a fourth running back, i.e. Chris Rodriguez, or even an extra linebacker, because they only had Jordan McGee really up. They didn't have Aho or what do you call it? Was the other linebacker that I'm thinking about. I'm going to have to look up his name. But that's presumably where that decision kind of came to a head. Tony, I appreciate you. Thank you. Glad your team won.
One more thing, Chris,
yeah, real quick.
One more thing. When I looked at Terry, he was running routes, but something still don't look right about him. Mm-hmm. Even though he was targeted several times, but something still doesn't look right. It's like it's still got a little gimp in his horse or something.
Well, that could be. Everybody dismissed the ankle injury as fake. I mean, it wasn't fake. It just wasn't super prohibitive is what I would say. And his timing and rhythm off. He's only practiced five times, right? You got to do more than that. That's why practice and playing in the preseason is so important. Some of the problems we saw yesterday. I appreciate you, Tone. More of your calls coming up in just a couple of moments. Hang tight. I see you all there. We're getting to Jason and Laurel next. Rob Landover, Lap Little, everybody else, get in line now. 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980 on the Team 980 in the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.